In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. I'd like to talk today a little bit about saints. In Western Christianity, All Saints Day is coming in 2 weeks, and of course, in the Orthodox East, we celebrate All Saints after Pentecost. But the impetus for talking about saints today concerns a little girl of this community who fell asleep in the Lord 17 years ago yesterday at age 4. She would be 21 this year. That girl, of course, is Madeline Grace Fall, a child of this church, a lover of light, a daughter of God. When we think of saints, we may think of larger-than-life figures, official commissions and proclamations, canonization ceremonies, names on a calendar. And for a select few saints, that is the case, except maybe the larger-than-life myth. But that image of a saint applies to a tiny percentage of all saints. Commissions, canonization, official proclamations, names on a calendar apply to like 1/12,000th of a percent of all saints. Tiny, tiny minority. At their core, a saint is an ordinary person like you or me who receives the love of God and loves God in return. That's it. That's all it is, to receive the love of God and to love Jesus Christ whom God has sent. That is a saint. It follows then that you don't become a saint after you die. You become a saint when you start to live, when you begin to truly live, when you begin to truly love. The Apostle Paul begins many of his letters with phrases like, to the saints at Ephesus, to the saints at Philippi. Or he says to the Corinthians, take a collection for the saints at Jerusalem. This isn't a collection for the dead. It's a collection for the living. The letters to Philippi and to Ephesus were not to those who'd passed, but to the living people of each church. It's the current members Paul calls saints. And even in our liturgy at the little entrance, the priest says, every liturgy, blessed is the entrance of your saints. That refers to us, the living saints, the people of God entering into worship. Now the word saint means sacred or holy. In Greek, agios, which literally means, etymologically, it means set apart. It means extraordinary. It means other. It means different in the best way possible. What makes a human being holy or extraordinary is receiving the love of God inwardly, in here, and then sharing that love outwardly. Only divine love can make an ordinary person extraordinary. And notice we didn't say a saint has to be famous or perfect or flawless or some tower of strength in this world. None of that has anything to do with being a holy one. A saint is a receiver of the love of Jesus Christ and a sharer of that love in whatever chaotic or broken or messy or topsy-turvy circumstances they find themselves in. Which brings us back to little Madeline Grace, daughter of God and saint of this church. To be in Maddie's presence is to be in light. And yes, there was the cute kid factor. Nobody's going to deny that. There's the joy that one universally finds in any child. But there was also something uniquely Maddie. Madeline had a voice that was almost universally without words. Almost. And yet her voice conveyed more of the Spirit of God than 40 theologians could in a lifetime. Her singing was angelic. Her hair was like flowers in the springtime. It was a celebration to the point of ridiculous. Her smile let you realize that you were alive more than you'd ever thought. Now, Maddie loved people, especially children. and priests, I'm sure of that. She would beam and laugh when people, especially kids, would come and talk to her or hold her hand. Because she was not as ambulatory as the other kids, they would have to come to her. And draw children she did. Yet here's the core of what made Madeline so fully alive. The presence of Jesus Christ within her made God's love accessible to other people. The presence of Jesus Christ within her made God's love accessible to other people. To meet Madeline Grace was to meet the love of God. To know her was to know the love of God. And that wouldn't be a bad thing if people could say that about ourselves, would it? Right? Life goals. To know you is to know the love of God. Of course, we just said that a saint is one who receives and shares the love of Jesus Christ in whatever topsy-turvy or messy or broken or chaotic circumstances they find themselves in. And in spite of being both surrounded by love and filled with love, Madeline came into the world with stuff stacked against her. A mitochondrial disease that impeded cell development. In this world, she would never run or jump or speak more than a couple of words. And she had no left hand beyond her adorable little sunburst. And also some very real suffering, very real. And in hospitals, more than most would stay in a dozen lifetimes. And yet, in the midst of physical disabilities and sufferings, Madeline never lost her grace. In spite of the cuteness factor, Maddie didn't really need a costume to play an angel of light in our Christmas program, because light was her nature. She had it without the costume. She had it coming from her face, beaming from her very being. And because of who Maddie was and is, she remains a patron before Christ for those with disabilities, for any of us when we need a little perseverance in our lives, a patron for children, to be sure, and perhaps mostly a patron for people hungry to become more loving to those around them, just like she was loving to those around her. That is what it means to be a true daughter of God and saint of this church. Now, Maddie is not, of course, the only saint in our cemetery, nor the only saint who spent time in this holy house on this floor. She's part of a whole community of saints. Yet she remains particularly remembered and particularly venerated here in this place among you, her people. And there's not always rhyme or reason, can't always figure it out logically why some stand out in a community that's so full of loving souls. But for Madeline Grace, it might be this. When the physical world is stacked against a child, and that child remains a beacon of faith and light and hope and love, in spite of all that, people notice. People notice and they remember and they share that with each other and with the next generation. But I think the most likely reason that Maddie stands out as a saint worthy of local veneration is that God wants her to stand out. God wants us to remember Madeline Grace because she's good for us. Because she's good for us as individuals in what we need and what I need in my life, and she's good for us as a community. In our gospel passage this morning, Jesus teaches most clearly, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never find it, will never experience it. And saints like Maddie and all other children who dwell in paradise, and really even the children who are simply among us, these kids are our standard of faith. They're our standard of love and not the other way around. Children set the bar for love for us. And we are invited to fulfill that in ourselves. Whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child can't possibly find it. To be a saint of a community does not require canonization committees or official proclamations or names on a calendar. It only requires that that person be filled with the love of Jesus Christ and that the community remembers. Amen.